We are so glad you're here tonight, and I guess it started getting cold again, and going to maybe rain, but we are inside here, and we are glad that you are here, and some of you already talked to me through the computer, and you are there ready to listen in the internet, in New York, and in other places in California, and we are very happy. That you love our church and that you want to be a part of our church, and especially in these studies on the book of Revelation, where we all are learning together what God really said. Not what we interpret, but what God really said. We always praise the Lord for 25 minutes or 30, so we're going to start again with number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Thank you, Wayne. Pray together. Father, we come to you, the center of peace of our life, the Father of light, and we pray that as we praise your name, our joy be built up in ourselves. And then, Father, as we meditate upon your word, we cry that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us to understand at least what you said, and to know that as we are in the hands of the mighty God, all of these things that the book of Revelation tell us about the destruction of this world, how blessed we are that we are going to be part, not of the destruction, but part of the new kingdom in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that we are not looking to an earthly kingdom, but we are looking to a heavenly kingdom where we're going to sit with God the Father and God the Son and fellowship forevermore. Thank you for the advice of your word, and we pray the Holy Spirit will enlighten our mind to give us peace and understanding of what we study tonight. Bless those who listen. Bless those who are in different parts of the country and other states. Bless those who are in California, northern and south, listening to our broadcast. And by the way, bless anyone who have turned the internet and listen even this afternoon on the question and answers, even this morning. Lord, we broadcast this gospel with only one intention, that people may go back to the Bible and learn the truth of God. In Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving for allowing us to do so. Amen. All right, we selected songs from the hymn book. Wherever you are, if you have a hymn book or you remember the title of one song, you can type in the back of our computer there, and BBCMH 95035. I think I got it right. No?
95037.
Oh, 95037. I knew something wrong in one of the bolts here. All right, I say it again. If you want to get in Yahoo and our screen is V as Bob, V as Bob, C, then M as mother, and then H, 95037. Boy, I got it right. Okay, now tell me your number. What number will be? And to be sure that this machine is off. Okay, tell me. All right. Yes, Chris, good to see you. 176. All right, we will do that. 176. Song before preaching. That's great. All right, another song that you have in your heart for us tonight to rejoice together. Okay? Señor Antonio.
Number 13.
All right. That is before 15. So here it is. Praise ye the Lord Almighty. Yes, we will praise him. wonderful songs of praise. Darlene? 90. Number 90. We go back to Christmas now. Amazing enough, Christmas is around the corner. And once again, our coming Sunday, I hope you have invited a lot of people for the evening service, one of the best cantatas in the repertory, because I can hear it's complicated too. It's more difficult than the other cantata. I don't know too much music, but when I listen to the CD and watch the choir practice, it's really tough. And then the expressions and the repertory is just, I was able in my office to listen to Pastor Greg and his wife with clear message of Christ Jesus. And that's outstanding. Not too many are like that. And so look forward to have a great revival on the evening, all right? Okay, number 90. Okay, why I have 64? Praising the Lord in this Christmas. All right. Another song that you have. Darling? 100. Yes, indeed. We sing this morning 100, and it's a beautiful song. Number 100. O come, all ye faithful. Jesus is one thing, Christ is another, and Lord is another. So Paul always write and said, Jesus Christ our Lord. Complete. Yes, darling. 86. All right. I know here we are in the Christmas section of our hymn book, and I hope you are listening and enjoying, and you can request if you want to. All right. Number 86, Away in a Manger. Across here, 86, 88, 89. Angels we have heard on high. And that's true. When Jesus came, the angels were the one who announced it. Two more, and then we tackle the section in Revelation. By the way, if you miss some pages in Revelation, you should have 70 pages. If you missed some of the pages on the commentaries and preaching, just let me know. Either I have the copies here or I'll email it to you and email the entire book so far as we have seen. All right, Terry.
I'm
98. 98. All right. Terry, 98. All right. I heard the bells on Christmas Day in the year. All right. Number 98. Over, goodwill to men. So let's sing the whole hymn, okay, the five stanzas. Assisting us on the piano, and we have given Tayan one Sunday off, all right? And she, I don't know how late Tahoe is, but I assume it's a lot of snow in late Tahoe, and enjoy it because we put you to work again, all right? And is Tayan playing during the cantata? Does she play?
Singing.
Oh, she's singing. Tayan? Wow, that's a revelation to me. That is outstanding. That is outstanding. And maybe it's a revelation for Henry, too, all right? You never know what your wife can do, all right? Okay.